Celebrity psychic medium Concetta Bertoldi has a new book out. It's called Inside the Other Side, Soul Contracts, Life Lessons, and How Dead People Help Us Between Here and Heaven, a resource book on how to connect to lost loved ones on the other side. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Your book, Inside the Other Side, is a fascinating lesson in finding peace in one's everyday life and sharing that energy with those around us. Could you talk about energy and its importance to our actions and thoughts?
Energy is something that you realize that's been said a million times, a million different ways, but what you give out is what you get. So it's really important to remember what you say you're creating and what you think you're creating. So that comes under so many categories of what you wish for, you might get. The thing is, I always tell people, create the most beautiful thoughts you could possibly have. Overcome different things like jealousy, and you might have anger towards people. Try to overcome it. It's not an easy thing to do, but once you practice it, it gets easier.
Hugs are a transference of energy. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Same thing. If you have a hug from somebody who really feels their love for you, you'll feel that energy. It's almost like an injection of love. And you walk away remembering it. It lingers. And you can then have something that was just given to you that becomes contagious and give to somebody else.
What is the karmic bank account, and how does that relate to our daily actions?
Oh, karmic bank account is, again, if you are giving out negative energy and doing negative things, you're depositing that in a bank account. And sooner or later, if you have a lot of those negative bank account deposits, it's going to show up all in your life. So I tell people, give good karmic deposits, loving, compassionate, generosity, all those empathetic things that you give out, it's a deposit. You're making deposits that you will get back.
You say in the book that negativity is holding on to the past, unable to forgive, trust, or love. How can you block negative energy within yourself and from others?
Well, you know, it's not easy, my dear, and we all have it in our lives, and we all get it from different places. So I am no different. That's why I write about my own life experiences, so people do know that I, too, suffer from these things. But what I try to do is realize that there are some people that you just cannot stop them from behaving or being a certain way. All you can do is protect yourself from it. Well, there are many ways to do that. You can either eliminate yourself from their life, or you can say prayers to protect yourself, call in all the hierarchy angels. You can also limit your time that you spend with someone like that. Let's face it, it's not easy for people not to be affected by things that are done to them. But you can try hard to overcome if you're angry, and try to overcome if you're holding on to not forgiving. You can try to say, I'm going to forgive, because it's only going to hurt me if I don't. Once you realize you're hurting yourself by giving them the power, it becomes a lot easier.
The quote by Leonard Cohen you mentioned, there's a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in. Is the crack a defect or perhaps an opening for contact with the other side?
Oh, I think it's opening, honey. I think it's, again, all according to how you look at it. But I like to look at it like it's an opening, and the possibilities, and the choice is yours to make.
You include a lot of advice for achieving peace within oneself, like staying in the moment, learning to say no, and using meditation and prayer. Would you elaborate a moment on some of these and how useful they are to contact someone on the other side?
Well, remember that the more calm you are, the more you have your own ability. When I work, I have to be in a subconscious state of mind, which is just lower than my conscious mind. And that is a place that you can get to from being very relaxed. That's where automatic pilot comes in. Maybe you might be doing the dishes or vacuuming. Some people just relax easily. But if you can't, then take lessons or take classes or read on how the experts advise you and what works for you to get yourself to a very relaxed state. Once there, you will find that it is easier for you to be at your better self, which is all involving all these wonderful things about forgiveness and kindness, and also tapping into seeing the other side.
And guardian angels, who are they and how can we reach them to help us?
Guardian angels are such abundance. I mean, there are people here who have told me when I do readings for them, I never knew this person, but I was related to them, and I never knew that person. Well, you have to keep in mind that on the other side, every one of them knows every one of us. So we have so many more guardian angels than we even dream that we could possibly have. And add to that also list are folks that decided to stay behind when we were born this time. So we have so many guardian angels. And then we add to it the ones we've loved and lost here. And again, the list keeps on growing.
Another quote, fear is temporary. Regret can last forever. How do you let go of the fear?
These are all things that I struggle with myself, darling. So I understand. But I do work at it. I do know that it's in my best interest to let go of fear. Because fear, not only does it overwhelm you, but it can take over you. So when you realize what fear can do to you, it makes it a little bit easier for you to try to work harder to let go of it. I believe just understanding what fear is and what it can do to you is the first step to letting go of it.
And when you let go of it, then you can find inner peace?
Absolutely, because everyone on earth, I believe, at least at once in their life, if not many more times than that, has felt inner peace. And it might be from something that just stirred their emotion momentarily. And it could come from anywhere, a person's kindness to them, a television show, a commercial, watching as they're driving down the street something they saw just happen. We're all moved to that place, that inner place. And when we are there, even if it's only momentarily, boy, do we enjoy it, huh?
You mentioned 5 rules in your book for getting help from someone on the other side.
Yes, well, there are many rules, actually. I just named 5 that I thought were the top 5. But keep in mind that you have access to the other side always. There's not a moment you do not. And keep in mind that there are no rules in terms of reaching out to them. They love to hear from us, whether it's through prayers, letters, meditation, kindness. It's just so many things that you could use other than the 5 I've mentioned in the book. But I can tell you that just knowing that it's available, your mind will develop its own best ways of reaching the other side.
Talk about the importance of music and the art in our lives.
Well, artistic ability comes in so many forms, as we both know. And I believe that that creativity comes to us through the light of God, through the light of the other side. And, you know, it's so funny. You hear about people sometimes in history who were noted because of whatever they did in history. And then you find out, I mean, I'll use an example, one that comes to my mind, Sylvester Stallone. He's just been an actor, producer, director, and very successful. And then you go to find out that he is a painter and he draws these beautiful paintings. And you think, wow, that's amazing. He wasn't gifted enough with so many talents. He has that one too. But he's not alone. We all have these talents, every single one of us. They're just different in every one of us. My best friend can cook anything, and it makes like a gourmet meal when she gets done. It looks fabulous. Me, that's not my talent. But I have other talents, and I am very quick to recognize that every single one of us on this earth has many, many artistic talents. We just have to believe it, look for it, and embrace it.
And you also mentioned in the book that Ben Franklin, believed in reincarnation.
Yes, he did. I went to his home, and I was told that by the people that were in the historical society that worked there. And I would imagine he was a very intelligent, innovative man, so it didn't surprise me.
And where do you go from here? What are you up to, writing a new book?
Yes, I'm always writing. I'm always taking notes, and I'm always looking for something to say and tell people that will benefit their spiritual growth and their happiness here on earth, and also, most importantly, embracing the light of God. You have to keep in mind, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual woman, and I believe in all religions. And I believe that we are all here to love each other despite our differences. So I want to reach all people, not just one group. And I'm hoping that anything in my work that can make people love each other, be kinder to one another, if it even is just one person, I feel better about it.
Any plans to visit Cincinnati?
I'd love to. If you know anybody there who wants to sponsor me, please let me know. I would love to be all places, actually. I love my work, and I love talking about it, and I love being invited. So there you have that.
Concetta Bertoldi, author of Inside the Other Side, Soul Contracts, Life Lessons, and How Dead People Help Us Between Here and Heaven. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart, and I wish you a very lovely, lovely week, and thank you for having me on your show.
You can find a link to Ms. Bertoldi's website at wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.